I think when you look at the Bill O'Brien situation, here's a guy who's been an assistant coach in the National Football League. I think his dream, if you talk to people close to him, would be a head coach in the National Football League. But, you know, he actually had an opportunity with Jacksonville. I reported about 7 or 8 months ago the Jacksonville Jaguar job was his if he wanted it, but he never took the interview. He was so jazzed about Penn State and how he could help them come back, and I think that's what really interested him. But I know that there are 3 to 4 teams that are interested in him, including the Philadelphia Eagles, who I believe will wind up interviewing him probably by the weekend. And I think that's sort of in the works right now as we speak.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. And you can always go online to rewfinancial.com. Rick and Lee, two big Saints fans, thrilled about the Sean Payton news.
I'm not sure if Lee's
a big with that.
I'm not sure if Lee's a big Saints fan. I think she just goes along for the ride.
No, I think Lee goes along to shop, to be frank with you.
That I believe.
And she made that very clear to me. So, and you know, she's worth shopping for, so it's fine. And Hilsers General Store Hotline, open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. Powered by Hilsers General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. Time to get the boots, time to get the outerwear, and time to go through that store and find out so many hidden gems in there. And also, we're in the mobile Sunbury Motors Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, for tonight's Penn State-Wisconsin Big Ten opener. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So, what was your take out of all of that?
Oh, I was just actually during the news there, I was listening back again just to get everything down because there was so much in that little span that I had to listen to it twice to catch it all.
Well, let's go through it step by step here. The Bills will interview Lovie Smith, okay? The Eagles want to interview Chip Kelly. They also want to interview Bill O'Brien. The Browns want to interview Chip Kelly. As well. Now, you know, and we've heard Bill O'Brien's name linked to that as well. The Bears, he said the Bears would interview Tom Clements and Bruce Arians. That Arizona didn't quite know what they wanted to do, but Mike McCoy's name has surfaced there. San Diego, Mike McCoy's name surfaced there as well. Andy Reid to Kansas City. And it sounds like that is inching closer to being a done deal. And that he would take staff with him. Probably not the guys he fired. But.
That would be kind of awkward, wouldn't it?
Yeah, here, I'm going to take you guys with me. In the end, I actually did have confidence in you. Really? No. Those are the ones that stick out right away. The best jobs to me in all this are still Chicago and San Diego. Why? Chicago may have an aging defense and an aging offensive line, but they still have a quarterback. He's in the second tier group. He's not among the elite six, but they still have a quarterback. He has 1 year left on his deal, though. He has 1 year left on his deal. And they have Brandon Marshall and they have Forte. I mean, they have people that can, you know, in terms of moving the ball, and a kicker, obviously, and Robbie Gould is pretty good. Really good, in fact. San Diego has Phillip Rivers and a really good defense. They do not have a running game. They still have Antonio Gates. So there are certainly elements of those two franchises that are pluses. What's a plus in Arizona? The defense is a plus. Offensively, their offensive line is terrible by NFL standards. Kansas City. The Chiefs should have been a 7-win team this year. I mean, when you have 5 Pro Bowlers, Jamal Charles, who's a 1,400-yard rusher, Tom Bahaly, Johnson, the middle linebacker. I mean, it's not like, you know, and Barry at in the secondary. It's not like they're without players. Now, Colquitt, the punter, also made the Pro Bowl. When you're 2-14, your punter usually makes the Pro Bowl. He's the most active guy you have on the roster. Okay? So I don't really count him. But that's what Andy Reid would be going to. He does not have a great quarterback situation there. Matt Cassel, Brady Quinn. And draft-wise, this is not a strong quarterback year. This is not Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III, Russell Wilson. Geno Smith of West Virginia, in all likelihood, followed by Matt Barkley of USC, would be the quarterbacks that would get the longest draft look. But they're not worthy of the first overall pick in the draft.
Well, especially with what I saw in the Pinstripe Bowl from Geno.
Well, it's in the snow. I have no idea.
Yeah, but I'm talking about off his kind of personality off the field and during the game. I mean, it's a bowl game, but you know, he definitely wore his emotions on his sleeve, to say the least.
Sure. Yeah, well, I understand that. I mean, there are a lot of guys like that. I mean, you don't think Jay Cutler does?
Yeah, but that's not a guy I want in my quarterback all the time. I want him to be the level-headed one of the bunch.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you have to lead, too. And if they're running the wrong routes or going the wrong way, it certainly plays into it.
One of the questions, Steve, that did pop up on our Twitter feed was, how come we haven't heard Tom Bradley's name being popped up or talking about for any positions?
Heard about the Marshall one. He didn't want that in terms of being a defensive coordinator. But again, there's still, look, let's face it, there's still that part about Penn State that is hanging there. I mean, look at page 3 today of USA Today. And look at page 3. You take USA Today, sports section. Okay, section C, page 3. Okay, Christine Brennan, with her usual high level of intellectual commentary, took up half the page above the fold. Below the fold was about Bill O'Brien, his buyout and head coaching possibilities. I mean, an entire page about Penn State. I mean, that's still going to be in the way. I do know that there are some coaches that would hire him. I do know that, right, for a fact. So we'll see. I mean, I would hope he would end up with something. I know he did a great job on radio this year. He could have had a TV thing, but again, because of the Penn State situation, that got pulled. And, we'll find out.
Steve, we got Dave on the line from Sunbury has a question for you.
Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Steve. Well, two things. First of all, what did you think of last night's bowl game? Especially that started at
Well, I
half.
Watched. Uh-huh. Yeah, I watched some of it. Once I got back, Louisville was great last night. They totally dominated the game. They should have probably put two more touchdowns up on the board where they received no points. Where they got down to the 2-yard line, got shoved back, and then the other one, where they ended up missing a field goal. They just totally dominated. And Charlie Strong has always been considered to be one of the top head coaches that would draw a lot of attention, and he did draw a lot of attention. Tennessee wanted to talk to him, and he said no. He re-upped and signed a contract extension with Louisville. So I thought Louisville played great last night. I thought Florida, which is on a college level's mediocre offensively to begin with, were too cocky, too brash, and could not back it up.
Well, part of that deal was with them, because now what I'm starting to see is most of these teams with, shall we say, they're picked underdogs of significant amount, 10 or more points, that they're showing up ready to go. And the guys that they got them figured at, mission win no problem, they leave the game back at their city where they come from.
Well, that's the first of all these things. That's the first one that surprised me. I was not surprised that Clemson played LSU tough. That was a game I circled as a game I really wanted to watch and thought would be back and forth. Stanford, Wisconsin did not surprise me. Northern Illinois, Florida State wasn't a surprise. That did surprise me. Not that Louisville won, but how they dominated the game. That surprised me.
And the other thing is with the coaching changes in the NFL, I didn't hear your segment with that guy. The part I really wanted to hear, I didn't hear, because of Bill O'Brien, because of that glitch you had there. What exactly did he say?
Just said that he's had aspirations to be a head coach and could have been the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach a year ago, which is something I've known because Bill told me that directly himself. But that the all likelihood he's going to interview with the Philadelphia Eagles and that the Cleveland Browns are also a possibility.
So chances of him staying are...
Well, I don't know. You could sit down and interview for any job you want.
Yeah, but...
And then you sit down and make a decision. What do I want to do? You talk it over with your family. First of all, you have to interview, okay?
Yeah.
Then they have to offer it to you, okay?
Yeah.
Well, after they offer it to you, then you have to decide, do I really want this or not? And you talk to Colleen about it and then go from there. We'll see.
I think part of it is the ownership of the NFL, that deal about the buyouts, it's figured in more and more because the people – jumping every other year or something like that they're making them harder and harder to leave.
Well, I mean, that's part of the buyout. I mean, there's no doubt, but you got to remember, when it comes to buyouts, I think there's 30 days in the buyout that has to be paid. You know, the NFL is not exactly short on cash.
I know that. I understand.
Now,
but all I'm saying
it's like a printing press.
Well, Steve, I think you know my opinion by the Christmas card I sent.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave, and I know he appreciated it very much, and now we'll find out what he's going to do. Dave, thanks so much. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, if you'd like to jump in on the Hillsborough General Store hotline. And Kevin was moving all the little chess pieces all over the board. You know, he's got his little Lovie Smith chess piece. He's moved that to Buffalo. He's got his Andy Reid chess piece, and he moved that to Kansas City.
Yeah, I still can't understand that. I had it in San Diego for a long, long time, but I understand that it's very, very close. Yeah, I understand he's canceled San Diego and Arizona.
So, I mean, I think they're done. First of all, you have to remember the Hunt family is not short on cash. Next of all, I know he knows Scott Pioli a little bit, who had been the Patriots capologist for years and is now the GM of the Kansas City Chiefs, so he would inherit a very good defense. He would also inherit a really good running back that is certainly as much on par with LeSean McCoy as anybody in the league, and that's Jamaal Charles. His quarterback situation in Kansas City would be Brady Quinn and Matt Cassel. Not exactly anything where you swagger to the office every single day feeling like you're just about ready to bowl everybody over.
You know what surprises me a little bit is Andy Reid, we're hearing a lot about, and maybe it's because of the area we're in, we're hearing where he's interviewing here, and here. Lovie Smith, I would think, would be a little bit more desirable to the NFL than even Andy Reid because of his 81-63 record over the last 9 years in the regular season.
Except what do teams want? This is what I brought up in the interview with Adam Kaplan. What did I say? Is there more of a trend toward offensive-minded head coaches in this league? And he said yes. There's more of a trend. That's why you're seeing Bruce Arians, Mike McCoy, Andy Reid. Okay, that's why people want to talk to Bill O'Brien, because offensive-minded head coaches, that's the direction the league is in right now. Everything goes in cycles. Sometimes the cycle is, hey, everybody's thinking defense. Okay, great. Well, right now the cycling NFL is to think about offense. So when you talk about Lovie Smith, what was his knock in Chicago? His knock in Chicago was... Okay, they didn't do well enough offensively.
Yeah, he couldn't fix the problems on the offense.
So that's why you're looking at a situation where when you look at the NFL, Lovie Smith is a guy, and I agree with you. Of all the firings that happened, his is the one I sat back and went, really? Lovie Smith? Because, you know, he's a player's kind of coach. He's not a yeller. He seems to get really great results. I know the last couple of years they have faded down the stretch. Last year, though, was in part because he lost his starting quarterback. This year he lost him for a little bit, but then got him back at least. And they still faded down the stretch. But it's a trend. I mean, there are trends in the NFL. It's a copycat league. And because it's a copycat league, you have a lot of people right now looking offense, 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 that they want to get more out of it. Why is Sean Payton such a valuable commodity to the New Orleans Saints at $8 million a year? Because this guy, whether with the Giants or with the Cowboys, was deemed to have a brilliant offensive mind. He goes to New Orleans. Who calls the plays? He does, as the head coach. And this is, you know, this is one of the reasons why Bill O'Brien is, you know, would be considered a very interesting commodity to NFL teams, because he's an offensive-minded coach who's been an offensive coordinator in a Super Bowl and as a head coach called all the plays for his team in a successful initial campaign. So he fits the bill of what they're looking for in the trend right now.
You know, I'm also surprised that Pat Shurmur's name hasn't been thrown around a little bit more. I realize that when he was with the Rams, he wasn't, you know, known for his great offensive play calling. But I thought he really did a nice job in Cleveland in a situation that was just bad. I mean, you know, obviously the ownership had no desire to talk to him or keep him around. But I thought he did a really nice job in a terrible situation.
I would expect him to show up as a coordinator someplace, not as a head coach yet. Okay, after Cleveland, that's too soon, and it's not. It's.
Well, let's face it; he didn't have a whole lot of talent in Cleveland.
Right. It's amazing how talent makes a big difference. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or go online to rewfinancial.com. We'll come back with more from Madison, Wisconsin in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Kevin had a Nirvana moment on the show today.
I didn't hear any music or anything when it happened. There was no special fanfare or anything, but it was a moment.
Oh, come on. To you, it was like hearing who Kim Kardashian's dating next. That's what you loved about it.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right? What I want to hear is who Kim Kardashian's dating.
See, I knew you'd admit it. All right, our number 1-800-795-9565 if you would like to jump in on the Hilsers General Store hotline. And now we play the waiting game to see how all this settles. I would think that by the weekend, a lot of this will be settled. Very rare that jobs go for a long time in the NFL before they're – because, look, everybody's trying to get and carve out their own little spot. Take Mike McCoy. Mike McCoy, the offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos, is supposed to interview with the Eagles, the Cardinals, and the Buffalo Bills. Okay. Supposedly Tom Clements and Bruce Arians are going to interview for the Bears. And Lovie Smith and McCoy are going to interview for the Bills. And the Cardinals have McCoy, and I don't know who else interviewing for that job. San Diego, not a real read on who's interviewing for that as of right now. Chip Kelly's name is all over the place. The Browns are sending down their top brass to talk with him. And the Browns have new top brass, including Joe Bannon, who's now the chief operating officer, the COO of the Browns. And I guess Joe Bannon himself is going down to talk to Chip Kelly in Arizona.
I think Chip Kelly's just talking to anybody who will listen to him right now because he wants out of Dodge.
Well, it's not a question of that. I think he sought after. He had the Tampa Bay job last year. He turned it down. Right? He had the Tampa Bay job last year. They did not pick Greg Schiano over Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly told them no first, then they went to Greg Schiano. Okay?
But if everything if everything wasn't happening the way it is, would he still be as interested, is my point.
Well, he interviewed last year for the job. I mean, he interviewed last year for Tampa Bay when they weren't circling the wagons.
You know, the question is, why did he not take it at that point then? Maybe he thought he had a national championship team.
Maybe, you know, who knows what, you know, reasons people do what they do job-wise. I don't know. It's something I can't answer as to why he didn't take it. I've never met the guy, so I don't know. Obviously, there's been a lot of speculation regarding Bill O'Brien. And all I can tell you is, for the rest of us, it's just a wait-and-see mode. You know? What do you want me to do, text him and ask him?
Okay, go do
I
that.
I can.
Go do that.
I can.
I want breaking news now.
That's the way your life has always been. Well, breaking news happens at News Radio 1070 as at bottom of the hour.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome back. Our number on the Hillshire General Store outline is 1-800-795-9565. Let's go to Joe in Greensboro. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, I just want to talk about Coach O'Brien.
Sure.
It's obvious to me since the end of the season that Coach O'Brien was trying to find a way out, in my opinion. And it doesn't look like that he's going to be sticking around or doesn't want to stick around. I don't know that for sure, but just the signals that you're getting. And, you know, I appreciate everything he's done for us. I mean, he was the right guy at the right time. But it's really starting to upset me now that, you know, if he does leave, the good that he did for 1 year, and we were going to take this thing 1 year at a time, it's going to unravel into 5-10 years of disaster. I mean, I just don't see us recovering if he leaves now. I mean, I don't know. I don't begrudge a guy for wanting to go to the NFL or bettering himself, but, you know, I hope he's thinking about what could possibly happen at Penn State. But if he doesn't want to be here, he doesn't want to be here. But we got a big problem.
Well, let's take it one step at a time. I mean, I think that's the most important thing anybody can do. Number one, nobody has any inside information. Let's start that. And that's one thing that makes this so interesting, all the speculation that you read. A lot of people are citing CBSSports.com for saying that he wants to go to the Eagles or the Browns, and they're interested in him and so forth. And then when you read the article, his source is David Jones from the Harrisburg Patriot. He gives him credit. So nobody has any sources right now. So, you know, let's just see how it plays out. Interviewing for a job, then getting offered a job and accepting a job, that's a multi-tiered process. We'll have to see.
Well, but he's not coming out and saying, hey, I'm staying here. Yeah, I'm not getting that.
Right.
I'm not getting
true.
That. And that's the signal that I got, that he wants out of here. I mean, there's no question to me.
Well, I don't know. I get mixed vibes on that. One thing, he doesn't say what you said. He doesn't get out there and say, hey, look, no, I'm here. But then
right.
When you're around him, he's so into what's going on at Penn State, You know, he goes into Patrick Chambers' office, for example, and gives Ross Travis a pep talk 10 days ago. I mean, it's like in Ross's face about playing, and he's at the game, and he's yelling things at the on the sideline before he takes his trip. I mean, if you're really that divorced from the university, why are you so involved in the university? So there's a it's a mixed bag. Yes, you're correct. He has not come out and said, I'm definitely staying. And now you have reports that he might be interviewing. So you're correct. But at the same time, he also has invested himself in a lot of things going on within the university and has been doing so within the last 10 days. And the only reason he was out of town was because he took his family to Orlando. So, you know, he has a lot of things to consider. So it's not completely all the tea leaves that people think it happens to be. There's a lot more to it that people don't realize.
Well, let's say he does take a job. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, it can't be good.
This is one thing. This is one thing I'm going to tell you straight out that I've always refused to do on these things. I don't like to talk about possibilities until there is a possibility. Bill O'Brien right now is still the head coach of Penn State, so it's wrong for me, and it's wrong for anybody who's in an on-air position or in a writing position to speculate about the next move, because at the moment there is no next move, right? And that is, and your question is a legitimate question of curiosity, okay? My response, though, is also a responsible answer, because in this business there are too many irresponsible answers.
I understand where you're coming from, but this is just, it's getting really frustrating, I love my university, but
yeah,
this could be a real big problem for us. I mean, in many ways. I mean, you talk about the football program, it's going to affect a lot more than a football program, and it's going to affect that whole community. And I just hate to see it come to that, and I hope it doesn't. I hope I'm going to take your advice, and nothing's happened yet, but the back of my head, I'm thinking otherwise, but we'll see what
happens.
You are very
concerned that you're seeing smoke, and you're concerned that there's fire. That's
right.
A legitimate concern.
I just
take these things one step at a time. For example, Chip Kelly was all but gone from Oregon last year to Tampa Bay. Where did he coach this year?
He coached in Oregon.
Yeah. So you just have to let these things play out and just see how it turns out. And then once we get some answers, then we can start putting forward more answers to build on top of it, whether they have to go a different direction or what he's going to do in recruiting. Because he's been recruiting hard. He's been talking to his kids. He's been recruiting his own players. And at the same time, he's kept himself deeply ingrained in the university. You know, every meeting that they have, he goes. I mean, he goes into Patrick Chambers' office the other day, and he was really giving Ross Travis a real bucket of you-know-what about, you know, you're not respected, you kid, you know, the world's telling you you're not going to win. And I guess Patrick was telling me that Travis's veins started popping out because O'Brien, of course, was really giving it to him. O'Brien then goes to the game the other day, and he's crushing the officials, right? I mean, Patrick says that. He says, I can hear him. He says, because Patrick's the one that gave him the seats. And he says, Bill's crushing the officials, right? I also know that when he was in Patrick's office the other day, he was also giving me a bucket of you-know-what behind my back. So, because Patrick made sure I knew that, too. So,
we'll see what happens.
So, again, you don't know.
Yeah, I just hope he stays and sees us at least through a few more years to where we get our feet back on. Because, I mean, I see what he does, and I you can tell by his recruiting efforts. I mean, we're going to hang in there, but you know, without him, I just don't know.
Right now I'm fully on board with your sentiments in that. I agree with you on that. It is very important if he stays, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks so much, Jeff. It was great talking to you too, Joe. We go from southwestern Pennsylvania, just south of Pittsburgh, back home to Shamokin. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, good afternoon. We can't forget Joe Paterno, his first few years. He took interviews with pro teams. I think he even once accepted a job, but he didn't go.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Steve. How many times did Joe Paterno go through this in his career where he was mentioned in different head coaching jobs in the NFL?
Joe Paterno was briefly mentioned with the New York Giants. He did talk briefly with Al Davis of the Raiders. He, of course, we all know that he accepted, for about 12 hours, the New England Patriots job with Billy Sullivan. And he did talk to the Steelers at one point. He did talk to the Rooney family. So there are at least four moments that I know in Joe's career after he became the head coach that he did talk with National Football League teams. And what the Patriots were offering was obviously the $1 million deal plus 5% ownership of the club. And he went to bed and he thought about it, woke up the next day, and I guess the way the story goes, he looked at Sue, he went to bed with a millionaire last night, and he woke up today with the head football coach at Penn State.
You know, that's another part of this equation. I mean, Bill O'Brien, yeah, has to talk to his wife. Does she want to move again? You know?
There's a lot that goes into that, because I know Colleen likes living where they live. Michael is ingrained and very happy in the school system, and their son Jack, as we all know, you know, and Bill's not made it a secret that his son Jack certainly has needs, and the schools have done a good job of taking care of that. He is hooked in with a hospital, which is very, very important to the O'Briens. Now, if you're talking about Philadelphia or Cleveland, they have great hospitals. The Philadelphia Children's Hospital and obviously the Cleveland Clinic are two of the best in the country. So, I mean, that, you know, that would be a plus, obviously, for them.
I mean, so State College.
Right. They're not. And so, you know, they'd have to sit down and say, look, there are a lot of factors here. My understanding is the money at Penn State's guaranteed.
And that's,
I mean, I know
factor.
I'd like to, have, I don't, I know I'd like to have 8 years of guaranteed money, you know,
exactly.
I mean, but he has to do. But we all have goals in our life, okay? We have goals. One of my goals, okay, from my personal point of view, one of my goals was always to be the play-by-play guy at Penn State. Okay? It turned out to be even better than what I hoped it would be. But that was my goal. So along the way, I did turn down jobs. Okay? I did, including two pro jobs. Okay? And it was a gamble on my part. Maybe it was stupid on my part. I don't know, but we'll find out.
Well,
is his goal to be an NFL head coach? Maybe it is. If it is, then he's going to consider what's in front of him. Yeah, the iron's hot.
One of the keys you said, the sources in the paper was Dave Jones from the Harrisburg Patriot. Well,
yep.
That says all you need to know right there, Dave Jones. I mean,
well,
what does
I mean,
he know
yeah.
that no one else knows?
A lot of sources over the past 15 months have dried up when it comes to Penn State. There really is not quite the pipeline in to really establish a lot of sources than compared to before. Because, I mean, there have been people have been around for a long time. You kind of talk. That's one thing I've noticed. A lot of that stuff's dried up in the last 15 months. So I don't know what's true and what's not true. And no, I'm not going to contact him because I think it's very important that I don't contact him.
And I don't take very much that Dave Jones says. I mean, Dave Jones.
He speaks
Dave
highly
Jones.
Of you, Tony. He speaks
yeah,
highly
sure
of you, Tony.
I see him at the track. Don't tell me that. I know that.
There you go, Tony. There you go.
But one thing, Bill O'Brien is still a coach at Penn State, and I hope he stays there. You know,
right, and I think that's the approach line. Everybody has to take for the moment. There is a process involved. First of all, he has to accept an interview. If he does, then he has to go through the interview. After going through the interview and they interview other people, for example, the Eagles are said to be interested in Mike McCoy, the Broncos offensive coordinator. Okay. Well, say they go through and they think Bill's the guy. Okay. Then they offer him a package. If Bill looks at the package, it's not good enough for him. And he says, no, I mean, Chip Kelly said no last year at Tampa Bay. So we don't know. I mean, he could go through the interview process, walk away and say, no matter what, I'm not going there. Or he could walk away from an interview process and say, hey, that was really great. If they offered it to me, I'd love to go.
Well, we'll see. Bill O'Brien's still our
yep.
coach, bottom line.
Exactly
Have
right.
Have a good day.
You too, Tony. Thanks. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to jump in and join us on the Hilster's General Store Hotline. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or go to rewfinancial.com. At the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, which is mobile today in Madison, Wisconsin. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Back with more of your calls in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or go online at rewfinancial.com. And, of course, the Sunbury Motors Studios mobile in Madison, Wisconsin today. We get back into the Sunbury Motors Studio tomorrow, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Hilscher's General Store Hotline, which is being cooking today. It has been cooking. I mean, all over the state from Greensboro and southwestern Pennsylvania all the way back to Shamokin and Sunbury and Danville and points in between is 1-800-795-9565. And, again, is brought to you by our good friends at Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Sealands Grove. One thing that's important in all this is that there is no hard and fast information in this. And I think people have to, you know, when you see, for example, rumors, speculation, names being thrown out there, the temptation is to jump on board and like, okay, that's fact. It's hard and fact. Not necessarily. It's just names and speculation. And again, people can interview for jobs, but guess what? That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to take a job. People can consider taking jobs, okay? But at the same time, when they sit back and look at it, maybe in the end it's not something they want. So now we sit back, and I think the worst thing you can do in something like this is to speculate, is to, step out of bounds, act like you know something when in reality you don't. I can tell you in no uncertain terms, I don't know. And guess what? So when you do talk about something that you really do know about, okay, when you're honest enough to say you don't know, that gives far more credibility to when you tell people things you do know. I can tell you right now, I don't know. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know, because that's an honest answer for all of you. Cultivate sources. Cultivate what sources? I mean, can I get in touch with them? Sure, I can get in touch with them. But, you know, there's certain moments when you know somebody where you just, hey, look, just let them alone, okay? When the time comes, all right. But the time is not this second. And, again, it's important to say, look, nobody knows. Who from the Eagles has confirmed that he's going there to interview? Who from the Browns has confirmed that he's going to go there to interview? Right? Nobody has. But it's being speculated. Just like we've thrown out the speculation with Adam Kaplan in the second half hour of the show. You know, Kaplan's sources are agents. So when he talks about Lovie Smith interviewing in Buffalo, that Bruce Arians might interview in Chicago, that Tommy Clements, Green Bay's quarterback's coach, might interview in Chicago, that Ken Whisenhunt might interview with Cleveland, that Mike McCoy might interview with Arizona or Philadelphia or Buffalo. That, you know, I mean, it looks like Andy Reid's all but locked up when it comes to going to Kansas City. That's, you know, he's already canceled interviews with the Chargers. But, you know, that's all but part of the speculation of all this. There's no hard and fast information saying anybody's interviewed with anybody yet.
Keep in mind, I could go on my Twitter feed and say that I've got an interview with the Pittsburgh Steelers to do play-by-play for the Steelers next year, too. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. But it could be reported by several places then.
Which places?
Just let me have the fantasy for a few minutes, all right?
Sure, okay. Multiple outlets could report that Kevin Herr is interviewing for the Pittsburgh Steelers play-by-play job.
But you get my point.
And that Bill Hillgrove would heartily endorse it. I think
I read the
entire tweet.
But you get the point.
The entire tweet that you put out. It's also 8 other tweets talking about your virtues as a play-by-play guy. All right, well.
I'm surprised there are that many. I'm happy about that.
No, they're all from you.
Oh,
and
I see.
It just seems like you're campaigning for the job. And
but my point is, again, you know, this is one of those things that one story leads to 7 stories.
Well, I mean, now, does it mean, again, is there, you know, everyone talks about the possibility of smoke and fire? Sure. Okay. But one thing that's been interesting about this, when it comes to Bill O'Brien, all right, it sure has been quiet. I mean, the names thrown out there, the speculations out there, and as Joe in Greensboro pointed out, he hasn't done anything to stop it. He hasn't gone out and said, hey, look, I'm staying, you know, knock all this stuff off, blah, blah, blah. He hasn't done that. Okay? Look, the iron may not get hotter than it is now. All right? He stepped into a really tough situation, and he was a success. Okay? And in a league that is now trending toward offense, he is an offensive mind. You know, he saw it with the Patriots and their ride to the Super Bowl last year, and you saw it this year with doing all the play calling and really working with Matt McGloin along with Charlie Fisher to make Matt one of the more efficient, if not the most efficient, quarterback in the Big Ten this year. And look, the iron's hot. I don't, you know, look, if he's listening, I don't blame him. If he's listening, then he has to make up what's best for him, Colleen, Jack, and Mike. You know, that's who he owes answers to in his life, those three people. And they can decide as a family if something's off or what's best. I knew you'd have a lot of fun in today's show.
I love it.
All right, today's show has been brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Back at you tomorrow here on News Radio 1070 WKOK from 3 to 5.